Okay, it's 9:30 and the rain is pouring down here at a rapidly emptying Austin Stack Park, where Mayo have lost their unbeaten run in this year's league, just about, losing by 112 to 14 points against Kerry in what was a top of the table Division 1 clash. Bit unlucky to lose, I have to say. It looked like when Matty equalised with a few minutes to go, it looked like we had them, because the tide was running very, very strongly in our favour at that stage. We were winning everything around the middle, and we put a very strong press on them, and they didn't look to be all that comfortable coming out of their own half with the ball. So I think from that perspective, from Kerry's perspective, they'll be delighted to get the win, because they eked out the scores. They got two more to the one we got, which was a Ryan O'Donoghue free, and it was two Clifford frees, I think, from them that won it in the end. Unlucky at the end, right at the end, we conceded a free. It was a free, I think. I don't think we can really have any complaints about it. And to be honest with you, I don't think in that sense we can be overly unhappy about the result. We made too many mistakes, and particularly in the first half. I mean, we spilled ball at a shocking rate, and Kerry didn't. Like, Kerry's handling was a lot better in the conditions, and the conditions were very, very difficult. When we got here, I got to the ground a good 2 hours before throwing, and I think we must have been in the eye of the storm at that stage, because there was no wind, no rain, it looked fine. But then probably about a half an hour later, it began to pick up, and I mean, there was a lot of wind, there was a lot of rain. It was a tough night, tough conditions for a game. So in that sense, the game that was served up to us was a real cracker. And a cracker was Kerry's goal as well. Brosnan's goal in the first half, they just ripped us open, and a smashing finish by a man that Mark O'Shea had mentioned on the podcast during the week as someone to watch, and he sure was. It was a superb finish. We had a few goal chances in the first half as well. They had Norm and Dermot O'Connor that nothing came of, and in a night like this, you kind of have to be taking those goal chances. But we stuck with them, and we were there right to the end. And as I said, we could have got something out of it, but in the end, we didn't. So, to some degree, it's kind of payback for I guess some of the other games this year, because we could have lost to Armagh, we should have lost to Donegal, and we got something out of both of those games. So I guess what goes around comes around to some degree, and because of that, we're leaving a wet and windy Austin Stack Park with nothing to show for our efforts. Though we still have 7 league points on the board, so I think we're happy enough with where we are this spring, and the league final place is still there to be grabbed. Armagh obviously won tonight, so they're our main competition for that. Two matches to go, and they're two winnable matches too. You know, we have to go up to Omagh now and look for a result there, and then we have Kildare in Park Sean in the final round. So we'll be looking to win both of those. We win both of those, we're in the league final. So that's the target facing us. And if we do get there, of course, the team we're playing is the team that edged us out by a point in the wind and rain here at Austin Stack Park tonight.